Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the power of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer was recorded at our 2009 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You can be seated. Hallelujah. For those of you that are new, I started sharing last night about how important the Holy Spirit is in our life. And last night I was just going from Genesis all the way through the end of the Bible, showing how the Holy Spirit is how God created the world. It's how people had might come upon them. It's how people saw the dead raised. It's how they had victory in their life. It's how people were inspired to build the temple and given supernatural talents and abilities. How the Holy Spirit is the one that quickens our understanding and teaches us all things and leads us into all truth and brings all things to our remembrance. How we have an understanding from the Holy One and we know all things. And just on and on and on, we talked about that the Holy Spirit is what gives us power and ability. And we shared about the disciples, how they were weak and fearful men. And then after they received the Holy Spirit, people took knowledge that they had been with Jesus. And this is what people need, is the power of the Holy Spirit in their life. This morning I was sharing that this isn't automatic at salvation. I gave at least four or five different examples in the Bible where people received salvation and then afterwards received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It is not the same as getting born again. It is a separate experience. And if you don't understand that, and if you think you got everything when you got born again, then there's going to be no motivation on your part to seek for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and you'll miss out on the power of God. And I tell you, we need this. And it was powerful. Altogether, we've seen over 150 people receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit this week. And, 120 people on the day of Pentecost turned the world right side up. So if we've now got the beginning of the Spirit working in our life. And if we were to just take those people who've received this week, and if all of those people developed it and submitted and had the power of the Holy Spirit working in their life to its full potential, we could see another tremendous transformation come just out of this meeting. That's powerful. And we've seen great miracles. We've seen a lot of things happen, and I'm convinced a lot of it's because as you talk about the power of the Holy Spirit, it gets people out of just thinking naturally, normally. They start believing for different things, and they get different results. And I just want to encourage you that, man, there's been some powerful things said. We do have CDs and DVDs of the previous two sermons available, and then tonight's will be available within 5 minutes, DVDs and CDs out there, and I encourage you to please get them. It'll be a blessing. Let's look in Romans chapter 5. I'm planning on sharing something a little bit different. It's all about how the Holy Spirit operates in our life, but I just felt I want to share these verses first. In Romans chapter 5, the first few verses are talking about, well, let me just read some of this. In chapter 5, verse 1, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. I could preach on that for an hour. I'm not going to do it in Jesus' name, but people don't understand this. They think being justified by faith, these are just religious words to most people, but it's talking about the way you have relationship with God is by trusting what He has done for you, not what you do for God. Most people today are taught that God loves you and responds to you and answers your prayer according to how holy you live. And the emphasis is on what we must do for God. You will never have peace if that's what you think, because you'll never do enough. You'll never feel boldness. You'll always feel unworthiness. The only way you can ever have peace is to be justified just as if I'd never sinned, through faith in what Jesus did, not because you deserve it, not because you've earned it. Man, there's a lot in that. And then in verse 2 it says, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. You have access. That word that's used for access there is the same word that we use for admission. You go into a theater, you pay an admission price. How you access or gain admission to the grace of God is through faith. You have to believe. I talked to a number of people today who were wanting everything taken care of, and then they were going to believe. That's not how it works. You believe first. You believe that God is real. You believe that you're forgiven. You believe that you're healed. You believe in the goodness of God, and then the physical things change. Man, I could preach on that. And then in the next few verses, I'm going to have to skip some of this or I'll preach on it. But in the next few verses, he says, we don't only glory talking about heavenly things, but right now, in the rough now and now, we're blessed. Because we know that tribulation works patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope makes not ashamed. People have taught on that God puts trials in your life to make you better. That is not what this is saying. I'm not going to teach on this, but if trials made you better, the people who've been tribulated the most would be the best. And that is not true. Tribulations and trials do not make you better. They aren't given by God. It says in Mark chapter 4 that Satan comes with afflictions and persecutions to steal the word from you. Your problems are not designed to make you better. They are designed by the devil to steal from you and to destroy you. And if you yield to it, you're going to be defeated. I also ministered to a person tonight who the scripture says, submit yourselves therefore unto God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. You have to resist. You have to be fighting against him. And if you think God is the source of your problem, then you won't fight against it because you'd be fighting against God. If you really believe that God's the one that made you sick, that God caused the divorce, that God caused the failure, your bank failed, your children went bad because he's trying to teach you something. If you really believe that, then to be consistent with that, you should never go to a doctor. You should never take medicine and try and get out of God's will. If God put that thing on you to teach you something, let it be as bad as it can get. Hurt as much as you can. I don't think anybody in here is willing to do that. But that's if you think God put this problem on you, why are you doing something trying to stop God's will? Why are you going to get a loan if God's one that made you poor? Just be poor and live on the street and get the full impact. That's not true. You gotta resist the devil. God doesn't put trials on you to teach you something. But you can rejoice even in the midst of trials because the love of God has been shed abroad. Look at this in verse 5. For it says... it's in verse 5. It says, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. You know, I made a statement last night that probably the number one thing that happened in my life when I received the Holy Spirit was that the Word of God came alive and my understanding increased, according to John 14:26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, when He is come, will teach you all things and lead you into all truth and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I've spoken unto you. And I said that was probably the number one thing that happened. And you know, I'm not backing off of that, but real close to it was also that my love for God just exploded. And actually, it was my understanding of His love for me exploded. And then as a result, I loved Him back. And this verse is saying that it is the Holy Spirit that sheds the love of God abroad in your heart. Again, I talked to a dozen people tonight that if I could just somehow or another cut their brain open and pour in the love of God, their problem would have been solved. I had one lady that I was talking to, and she had a list of things that were wrong. And as I talked to her, she was just brokenhearted and hurt. And I said, you know what the real problem is? Isn't your physical body. It's what's on the inside of you that's so hurt that keeps you from believing God wants you well and makes you think that somehow or another you aren't worthy of God healing you and you aren't as good as other people and stuff. And boy, she started saying, that's true, it's true. And you know what she needs? Healing a body is easy. Seeing blind eyes open is easy. Seeing cancer destroyed is easy. It's not hard to get a body healed. The biggest problem is our heart. And most people are sick in their heart and their body's just reflecting the way that they are on the inside. I can tell you, the scripture says in Galatians 5:6, that faith works by love. If you were to understand how much God loved you, if the love of God was shed abroad in your heart, I can guarantee you, your faith would go through the roof. Faith works by love. You would have no problem believing God. You know, when I had this experience with the Lord, March the 23rd, 1968, God's love was poured out in my life. And for 4.5 months, I was just caught up in the presence of God. I was gone someplace. It was awesome. And did you know that instantly, I was still a Baptist at this time. I had been taught my entire life that miracles had passed away, that things didn't happen. And yet, when I experienced God's love, I intuitively knew that if God loved me and loved us this much, there is nothing that would be impossible, that God wanted us to prosper. You know, I don't know how to convey that to people. I don't know how to get this across to you. But I've done this with people a lot. I remember one guy, I was talking to him about God wanted to heal him, and he says, I know God can if he wants to, but I'm not sure he wants to. And I said, well, certainly he does. And he says, I'm just not sure that God wants to heal everybody. And I finally turned to his wife. She was kneeling beside his bed. And I said, do you think that if your wife had the power to just heal you, that there is anything you've done that would cause her to not heal you? He said, oh, absolutely not. He says, I'm not the best husband, but she loves me. And I know that if she could, she would heal me. If she could, she would take my place and become like me so that I could be well. And I said, and you think God Almighty loves you less? You know, when you reduce it down to this, when a person is struggling to believe, will God heal me? You are struggling to understand the love of God. I had a man come to one of my meetings, and his daughter was in a wheelchair, and she was 12 years old, and she was a vegetable. She was breathing, but she couldn't talk. She didn't interact. Her mind was just barely able to keep her body functioning, but there was no interaction. 12 years old, she's still wearing diapers, and she had never had any interaction with anybody. The lights were on, but nobody was home.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the Holy Spirit. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM237 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the third teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you to come out and participate in one of our Gospel Truth Seminars. I know sometimes people who listen on the radio think, well, I've already heard what you've got to say, but it's just totally different when you get into a meeting and we develop an atmosphere of faith, and we have Bible college students and people there praying, and we see a lot of miracles happen. And I go out an hour before every service. I'm usually one of the last ones to leave. There's a lot of ministry that takes place, and I tell you, it would be a tremendous blessing to you. It's quite different than just our radio programs. So check our listings and come visit us at one of our Gospel Truth Seminars.